The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
And I'll puff and I'll blow their house down. They can't blow mine down. The tornado. Michael, you have some audio from how it sounded
just like
in Revere.
Shark! Shark! Shark!
Sharks swimming in the streets and falling from the skies.
Sharks in the swimming pool is impossible.
They took my grandfather.
It's a Sharknado. They took my grandfather. I hate sharks.
Ah, Sharknado 2 is must-see TV. The sequel is coming tomorrow night.
So do you think they planned this weird weather in Revere? Because it's a beach town, right?
Revere, Massachusetts. About 20 miles from where I am. Uri Geller just sent me an email, wanted to know if I was okay. And I explained to him that I was 20-some-odd miles from the storm, which took place in Revere. Anybody who knew the Massachusetts coast could pretty much pinpoint what had happened yesterday. This is the first time ever there's been a tornado in Revere.
Mm-hmm.
First time there's been a tornado
on
in Massachusetts.
Record, which started in 19.
Oh, right. Excuse me. Wow.
I just heard it.
The program, Kenny.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You just heard what Woo-hoo. I said.
Well, it was funny because they said the first time on record, I'm thinking since 18-something. He's like, since 1950-something or other.
Yeah, right. it was the first tornado in Massachusetts in 1954.
That's when they started keeping records in the 50s.
No, it was when
That's what ABC News just reported
Since when do you believe everything that ABC News tells you?
Sometimes I do.
The truth of the matter is that there was a small tornado that set down in Revere, which is a beach community north of Boston, about six miles north of the airport where this took place. So you have seen perhaps the trailers for this movie that comes out either this weekend or next weekend, where the storms, like there's three tornadoes and 18 hurricanes, and it blows everything.
Into the storm.
Into the storm, that's what it's called. And the airplanes are taken out of the sky and thrown around, and everything is, the world comes to an end yet again.
You just can't buy this kind of publicity, really.
No, well, what are we publicizing?
These movies.
Revere? Oh, right. Well, then maybe that's what it's all about. So anyway, in part, God is helping Sharknado.
Sharknado. An idea.
Yeah, sure, it's an idea. So the tornado that just ripped off some roofs and pulled out some trees. It gave a lot of people. It was wall to wall, continuing coverage, breaking news all day long. It happened yesterday, late morning, early afternoon. Scott was pretty. I was moving some cows to Central Mass last night, and I left here about 7 o'clock, a little before 7, and the sky was pretty angry looking then. A big cold front came in on the heels of all that humid, hot weather, and that's when these tornadoes get together. It's when they're formed. And there were some places where I could see there were dark clouds, and they were close to the ground. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to bring a trailer load of cows into a tornado. That'll look good.
Better than a cow load of trailers.
It is. Thank you, Jennifer.
It's much better, yeah.
So everybody's fine. There were cars that were wrecked, and there were trees that were down.
That I just heard saying that they'd lost everything.
Yeah, there were homes that were destroyed. Yeah, oh, absolutely. There was a lot. It's not really a laughing matter. Mm-hmm. Anytime you see any tornado that has, I think the winds were 170 miles an hour for a little while. It didn't last 4 or 5 minutes. That was it. But that's enough time to do some serious damage. And you've probably all seen the video that came from there. It's so unusual. It's really late in the tornado season, first of all. And it's also not a place where you normally would see this sort of activity. Just the weather patterns don't normally come together in this area for that sort of thing. As Jennifer said, it was 1950-something or other when the last tornado blew through here. So it's not like every in Missouri and Oklahoma and in parts of Nebraska and northern Texas and all that area out there and what is called, I guess, the panhandle. There are lots of flat lands and where these weather situations create themselves pretty much every day. That's some really serious Arkansas, too, this year, right? Missouri and on down into Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Across that belt there, there were a lot of serious tornadoes this year. So they are used to it. We here in the Northeast are not. So it just led to a lot of hoopla and people warning to stay off the street. Stay off the street. It was done in 4 minutes. In and out. Fast, like going to McDonald's or some other place that is equally as fast. So... such as it is. Oh, all right, so... Yeah, I am. The tornado part of the conversation, a lot of other things going on, the situation in the Middle East, the immigration conversation with the VA also in the forefront of conversation. Speaking of illegal immigration, the White House is considering granting work permits to millions of immigrants in the country who are here illegally. What do you think of that for an idea? 888-302-3684. We'll ask what that might cost those of us who are a part of the taxpaying public, a rather large or increasing minority of the people who are in this country. So we'll have Shelley Case with us in a moment on the Good Day program with the Times 13 after the hour.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a three-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme twin pack for $10.86, and much more. Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse44.com. People who have followed this plan at reverse44.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse44.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse44.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse44.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is, the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at reverse44.com. Watch for free at reverse44.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to reverse44.com. Once again, that's reverse44.com.
Coming up on 16 past the hour, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen with Shelley Case, who is a businesswoman, has a training company for, it's actually, the company's called Training for Quality Improvement. to Management and Business Improvement Services Company. She's also running for the U.S. House of Representatives in Arizona's 2nd Congressional District. Pretty familiar with the issue of illegal immigration. In a recent editorial, she wrote, quote, "What most Americans don't yet understand is that the arrival of tens of thousands of Central Americans is no surprise, not to the president, not to the federal government, not to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, not to other federal agencies whose budgets have increased in recent years in preparation for this." So on and on it goes. And I mentioned a few moments ago, Shelley, that the president is considering granting work permits. What does that do except encourage more people to show up?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on your show. And certainly we are looking like more people may end up showing up. We do see the president is looking at more executive action that will grant the opportunity for people to come to the United States if they're not already here. And that is an issue and a potential for a health crisis.
So these actions are so blatant, but yet some of the people who support these ideas say that it's what America is all about. We have opened our arms to those who were downtrodden, those who had problems, those who had needs. That's the history of our country.
Well, that is the history of our country, but right now we are facing a crisis in our country where we have high unemployment, we have an education system that isn't working, and we need to put our people back to work.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, one of the things that I address in this article, as I went back and looked at this, what I saw was that this did not appear to be a surprise, because we actually saw funding in budgets that were doubling. And yet we saw from a period from 2001 till about 2011, we saw about 7,000 people coming across the border. But then all of a sudden this number starts spiking up and doubling. It goes to 14,000, 25,000. And the number I got yesterday is that we're going to see 61,000 people come across our border. This is a huge issue for us in southern Arizona. And then what I decided to do was I thought, what are some of the issues? I heard people talking about some of our medical doctors down in southern Arizona talking about the potential for diseases that we do not normally have in the United States. So I looked at one that we've eradicated, just about eradicated in the United States, and that was TB.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look, in 2013, 60% of TB cases in the United States occurred among people born in other countries. Now, that's the TB that can be cured within 6 months or so.
That's when you talk about other countries that we're referring to, Central American countries like Guatemala, El Salvador, Ecuador, those places. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, that's where the folks are coming from. We're not saying it's that TB specifically comes from those, because it comes from countries all over the world. But what we are saying is that we're seeing that 64% of the tuberculosis cases, and then the one that's really alarming is 91% of that drug-resistant tuberculosis also occurs in people born from other countries. Now, if people are coming across our borders and we don't know if they're ill, that's a problem.
Well, there are all kinds of problems that are associated with this. That is part of it. But what's more problematic for me is that these are executive actions that the whether or not we have become so weak that we don't want to challenge all of these things that are going on, whether it's with the White House or whether it's the EPA or whether it's the USDA, whatever, whoever is coming up with all of these rulemakings that aren't going through Congress. I would think as a candidate for Congress, that would be something you'd want to be campaigning against.
I am absolutely campaigning against the overreach of the executive branch of government. There's no doubt about that. In 72 hours, Congress is going to leave Washington, and our president is going to be in Washington with his phone and his pen, and we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, here it is, on, 72 hours before Congress goes on recess, and we're seeing this discussion about using executive action to grant amnesty, if you will, to...
Mm-hmm.
to...
All right, you can check out Shelley's campaign web address, Shelley Case, K-A-I-S, Shelley Case, for Congress.com. Thanks, Shelley.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Singers of that genre in the news, starting with Tim McGraw. Crank it up, Michael.
Jokes back when a screw was a screw, the wind was all that blew. And when you said I'm down with that, well, it meant you had the flu. I miss back when.
Story of this woman, Tim McGraw, slapped during a concert earlier this month. She has taken the first step to sort of slapping Tim back again.
Hello, yeah. Tim McGraw slaps you. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm not going to do much of anything. I may punch him. Jesslyn Taylor hired a lawyer who's already contacted Tim's people. It's pretty obvious she wants Tim to ante up or face a lawsuit. The lawyer's name is Eric Hertz, Georgia personal injury attorney, of course, says the client wasn't trying to grab Tim when he hauled off and slapped her. He says that she was nothing more than an enthusiastic fan who was part of the show's interactive environment. Just wanted to touch him. The lawyer says that Ms. Taylor is furious that Tim's been slinging mud at her by claiming she was aggressive, trying to rip his jeans off. She was thrown out of the concert as a result. He says he feels humiliated and, for starters, wants an apology from her. So there.
All right, you know what?
How about that? What?
I actually can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm on her side.
Really? Why?
Because if you go to a Tim McGraw concert, which I've been to several, the women, I mean, he's hot. The women go nuts. I mean, they really do. And he puts his stage right out into the audience so that he can get touched and mauled by the women.
Right.
And so just, you know, I don't know that she necessarily was trying to rip his jeans, but she was probably trying to touch him, that's for sure.
Right.
And he always disciplines the crowd. I've seen him do it many times.
Right.
So you don't slap a girl. Sorry, Tim. Annie.
All right.
Hate to say it, because I love Tim McGraw. It hurts me.
Next item of interest from the world of country music, Toby Keith.
Hello, boyfriend.
I should have been a cowboy.
According to the latest from those who follow what these people make, Toby Keith said again, Doug, Toby Keith is now the highest paid country music star in the country. Check that story out at DougStephan.com. What kind of money are we talking about, Kenny?
I know Taylor Smith.
Taylor Swift
was $44 million, and this was north of that. So.
He was $1 million more than Taylor, so really close, but it was in the 40s.
Really? $40 million.
And it's interesting because it's surprising he would beat out Taylor Swift, but I think because he has restaurants, he also has a record label, so he's pretty smart with his money.
This past weekend at a Keith Urban concert here in Massachusetts, dozens of fans required medical treatment. Matter of fact, 22 of them had to be taken to the hospital. Almost all of the incidents were alcohol-related.
It's so bizarre to me because Keith Urban's concerts are not like ragers.
Really?
You know, you go to Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, those are like party concerts. Toby Keith, party concert.
Really?
Keith Urban?
Not so much.
No.
All right, so that's the country
music. Maybe that's
why
the moms couldn't handle the alcohol.
Update. Now time for a few items of interest from last night's monologues on the late night shows. Jimmy Fallon.
The Bose Corporation says it will sue Beats Electronics for infringing on its patents for noise-canceling headphones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they didn't so much say it as they shouted it. We're going to sue you! Take your headphones. What? I thought this was interesting. This weekend, the New York Times came out in favor of marijuana legalization. Apparently, someone told them that marijuana users are really into buying papers.
Right. Why does Jimmy Fallon always sound like he has a cold?
Because I think he actually does right now.
Right. 28 past the hour. This is the Good Day program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and David Korn. Coming right up, there's a court conflict over Obamacare on whether subsidies cover just state exchanges or also federal exchanges. Show the law is creating chaos.
In a world bombarded by marketing hype, one trusted voice stands out. Consumer Reports. Every year, the experts at Consumer Reports test thousands of products to help you make better choices, and they buy all those products just like you would. Consumer Reports accepts no outside advertising and advocates for pro-consumer legislation to protect you. Join the millions who support Consumer Reports' mission to work for a fair, just, and safe marketplace. Learn more at ConsumerReports.org.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Korn. This month, two different circuit courts of appeal ruled differently on whether Obamacare subsidies cover just state exchanges or also federal exchanges. Does this show how Obamacare is creating chaos?
There's an appeal circuit split which suggests that the Supreme Court have to resolve this. The precedential opinions of the Supreme Court on the ACA would suggest that the outcome of that, should it get there, would be limited, and they're just going to throw it back to the legislature. The courts do not want to do this legislature. It's a product of the legislature. It's a product of that branch, and they're going to keep throwing it back to them.
Well, as a statement of fact, it may not go to the Supreme Court. But, you know, when you look at how Republicans reacted to this, often with glee that there was chaos in Obamacare, you know, none of them really took up the issue that if this went down because of this typo that they're cheering, 6.5 million Americans would lose insurance, and probably, it sounds dramatic, but it's probably true that some people might actually die because of this. So they lose sight of what this is really all about.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with David Korn and Mary Madeline.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it,
It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Study out that finds most doctors and pharmacists buy the generic version of medications. And so we're going to check into what Dr. Ron thinks about that and whether he does that with his patients. Hello to Jennifer.
Hello, Dougie.
Hello to Ken.
Good morning.
Hello to those of you listening in Kentucky and Melbourne, WMEL. A lot of activity there. Things, big things going on at that radio station. Hello to John and people listening to MEL. Also over in Augusta, Georgia, good morning to you. Hello to Indiana, the hottest state in the country, literally and figuratively, it would appear. In Virginia, down Lynchburg, hello, Roanoke. The Worcester, Massachusetts area, which is just east of here. No tornadoes there. No tornadoes in Jackson, Mississippi. No tornadoes in Atlantic City. No tornadoes anyplace other than in lovely downtown Revere, where they have the best clams on the beach.
Really?
Revere, oh yeah. Great, great.
Now they're in people's backyards. It's a clamnado.
Yeah. Clamnado. All right, let's see here. Where else is there a tornado of activity? The judge has cleared the way for the sale of the Clippers, Jennifer. Big news in Los Angeles. Donald Sterling gets his block handed to him and $1 billion as well, right?
And that's not a happy guy. Yeah, that's what he gets.
What is he unhappy about?
I know. He gets all that money. He was happy to not be forced into doing something he didn't want to do.
He can go with V. Spinato there, whatever her name is. Have a lovely life.
Staviano, yeah. I believe, isn't it?
That's what her name is.
Something like that.
V. Very. Let's see. How
weird, because she wears that welder's mask.
Yeah, right. She's a man, but... How attractive is that, huh? Doesn't she look like somebody?
Meet my new girlfriend, honey. Lift your lid.
The International Court has decided that Putin's government has used tax claims to bury the country's largest oil producer and silence its Kremlin-critical CEO. See, what happened with most of Putin's pals that were in the KGB, they all got to control a lot of the oil-producing and gas-producing companies by bumping off a lot of these, they did it in the cars would lose their brakes, or they'd get run over by an elephant, or something like that that you could never trace back to the KGB. So this guy never got dumped. He's not a fan of Putin's, and so now they're trying to get rid of him, and the international court came in. This guy went to, I mean, the kinds of crimes that Putin is pulling off. And the thing that makes me uneasy.
He just violated that treaty, too, that we had with them.
He doesn't care
about
anything.
Well, not just. He's been doing it
himself. And he's up to his Mickey and what's going on in Ukraine.
Well, and
why don't we get the CIA to bump him off?
Who knows? President Obama had to write him a very stern letter yesterday because he's popping off those cruise missiles, which he's not supposed to do. That was something that Reagan had negotiated with Russia in 1987.
Uh-huh. But he doesn't care.
No, and that's why, I mean...
And this shows that if you get a leader in a country anywhere that has power and opportunity, nobody... Who's standing up to him?
That's
like that little worm in North Korea.
Yeah, say what you will, okay, and I know you were no fan of George Bush, and many people were not, but say what you will about him. He would have been a little tougher in all of this. He would have cowboyed up. I just feel like he would have cowboyed up, and he would have said he would have at least put on a stronger appearance, I think, than what's going on
right now.
Well,
that didn't take
much.
I could be sure they could put up a stronger appearance than this guy.
Thank you. So we agree.
Oh, isn't it great when we agree? Oh, it's so much fun.
Write it down.
It is. Okay, Richie's not here today, so he can't get his... he's a Virginia resident. I'd like to get his spin on the ban on same-sex unions being
Michael
ruled
lives in Virginia.
Unconstitutional. Michael, you live in... I thought you lived in the district itself. You live
in Virginia.
Really? So do you care about the judge's ruling?
No.
I didn't think so. The decision is the first federal appeals court ruling overturning gay marriage bans that have become prevalent in the South. What is there about the South? We have morals, we have values, we have standards. So say some of the people who live in the South. Is that to say that people in the North don't have mores, standards, and a practical approach to this stuff? Why is it that some of you, and I ask this honestly and without, maybe a little, maybe with a little bit of a tweak to it. What is there about this that bothers you so much? You quote the Bible. The Bible has all kinds of contradictory stuff in it. And these people who say, it'll ruin my marriage. If this is all it takes to ruin your marriage, you ain't got much of a marriage, pal. This
Wouldn't
hasn't got any
so
bearing on your marriage at all.
Wouldn't it be so much easier if we decided to just take the government out of our personal lives, just
yes.
all in general?
Yes.
And just let who.
Why
you
do
know.
I have to go to a to? Why do I have to go pay a fee to get married?
Right. I don't even want to debate with people on whether.
As it is.
I don't want to debate with people on whether whatever type of marriage to whatever is okay. Because for me, I know what I stand for morally. You know what you stand for morally. Why should it be anybody else's business? If you can find a religious institution to marry you, then go.
I don't want to marry a religious institution.
No, to marry you and your loved one.
Ah, I see. Okay.
You don't have to marry a church unless you want to.
I could go pay $185. I could go. There are four different pieces of paper I could get that would give me a doctorate. Would give me a. I could be a licensed justice of the peace.
Yeah.
I could be a minister. I could do all of that stuff. All of it is just a ruse to get more money out of you. That's all it is. It's a money grab by the state to take money away from you and then get involved somehow or other when things don't work. You ought to be able to figure that stuff out yourself, or you hire lawyers and then, okay, we have to go to the judge and, please. It's nothing but foolishness. Complete and utter foolishness. People, speaking of that, people in the news, Jen. People in the news.
People in the schnews.
Doctor. Hello. Dr. Ron's coming up in a minute. Mike Sorrentino, also known as the...
The Situation.
Has agreed to 12 weeks of anger management because he beat up somebody in a training...
His brother.
He beat up his brother.
Yes.
Why did he do that? What was he doing?
I don't know, but it's his family business, and
really?
The two of them, they got into a fight at the Boca Tanning Salon or club. Nice. Star was arrested. Now, here's the thing. I heard that they're actually doing a reality show about the situation in his family, so I'm not wondering if this wasn't part of the reality show. Not to be a conspiracy theorist. I mean, he still went to jail.
Yeah. Well, that's good for the TV show, though.
It's great for the TV show.
Good for the team.
And I heard that the reason he had a black eye when he went is because his mom punched him to break him up.
All right, let's see here. We have Bill Murray turning up at a fan's ice cream social.
What a weird dude. I mean, he just like comes and goes and shows
crashes
up.
Crashes bachelor parties, engagement photo shoots, karaoke, singing. So there was an ice cream shop in L.A., who tried his luck at meeting Bill Murray by having an impromptu Bill Murray ice cream social. And in fact, Murray showed up. It was the CVT soft serve. He invited Bill Murray. Apparently Murray was shooting a movie in his neighborhood when he came upon the idea to ask him to come over and have some ice cream. How often do you get to meet your idol? He asked. Let's see. He invited the entire neighborhood, as well as the cast and crew of the film, for free ice cream. I should do that at my ice cream store. It's fun, right? Get Bill Murray. Kenny, see if you can send a note to Bill Murray. Invite him to come to my ice cream store. That's actually a very good idea. Huh? Invite?
I'll tweet something right out.
Yeah, okay. No, seriously. Tweet it out. See what happens. All right. Tomorrow I could be telling you Bill Murray has joined us for ice cream at the Eastley Farms Ice Cream Store. If you want to check out Eastley Farm, you go to eastleyfarm.com, or you can look at the DougStefan.com website and see the pictures of the cows and the farm down at the bottom. And a good time will be had by all. And then, after you do that, we'll get serious as Dr. Ron Hoffman brings us medical information and advice just around the corner here on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
No good. Notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I'm Pam McKissick, CEO of Williams & Williams. You know, luxury has nothing to do with dollars. Some mansions are nothing more than square footage, and some cottages are exquisitely designed. That's why our luxury home division focuses on more than cost to build. We look at uniqueness, historic value, architectural integrity. So whether your home is worth $500,000 or $5 million, if it deserves luxury treatment, call Williams & Williams at 1-800-826-7830. That's 1-800-826-7830.
It's 14 before the hour now. Dr. Ron Hoffman, whose website, drhoffman.com, is a great place for a lot of integrity-based research, medical advice, and information. I find myself now reading it all the time and taking your advice and information, putting it together. I found the recent article on what to do when it came to preventing Alzheimer's, the supplements to take, very, very important. So if you want to check out lots of good advice that's based on evidence, Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com. So, Ron, there's a study out this week that finds most doctors and pharmacists buy the generic version of medications. Matter of fact, our poll at DougStephan.com yesterday focused on that. We asked people whether or not they generally buy generic versions of products, brand names, et cetera, et cetera. Do you buy brand name products or do you usually buy the generic? Let's see the results of that poll. 36% said about half and half. 32% said whatever's cheapest. 18% said the name brand. 11% said generic. 3% said they didn't know and didn't much care. So in your practice, what do you do?
Well, you know, it's really tough to decide because certain things absolutely are equivalent. A study was done of the drug Synthroid, which is a thyroid medication, and mm-hmm. the comparable generics. And what happened turned into a scandal. It turned out that the generic was just fine. It was perfectly equivalent. But the company that made Synthroid had commissioned the study, and they wanted to deep six the results. They even tried to intimidate the researcher into not publishing the results because it was to their disadvantage. They claimed that their product was superior because it was brand name. On the other hand, with a psychiatric drug, there's a drug called Wellbutrin, which is used for depression, also sometimes for smoking cessation. When you use a generic of that, patients have told me that they get very different results than from the brand name because, you know, maybe it's got the same stuff in it, but the way that it's tableted, that makes a difference in, you know, the time release, the bioavailability of it, how quickly it gets into your system. And that could make a lot of difference, especially for a psychiatric medication. So, and you almost have to go product by product, and there are tens of thousands of these products out there. Doctors have to gain their own personal experience, get feedback, or maybe read reviews.
See, I wondered about that. I've had this little ulcer that I've been dealing with for a few months, and I went on, it's Prilosec, right?
Prilosec.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at the doctor that did the endoscopy, gave me a prescription for something that I couldn't pronounce, and I asked Ken Kronhaus what the drug was. He says it's the same as Prilosec.
But the when it's called omeprazole.
That's what it is.
The generic. You know, it's like, oh, hey, you know, you swap drugs on me. Maybe works the same. Maybe works differently. A lot of patients notice a slight difference.
Really? All right, yep. So I'll stay with the drug anyway, as long as I got it.
Yep.
All right, so how does this happen? We had a story at DougStephan.com about a boy in India who went to the dentist complaining of pain and swelling in his jaw, and he wound up having 232 teeth extracted? Come on. How do you have, unless you're a shark, 232 teeth? Is this to be believed?
You know, there are all kinds of physical anomalies, and it's possible that there was some kind of genetic glitch which caused his teeth to proliferate, to pile up, as it were.
Really?
You know, it's so unusual even for kids to have, you know, one or two additional teeth.
Right.
That this case is, you know, really unprecedented. You have to ask a dentist. You have a dentist on your roster? Because maybe that, you know.
I don't actually. I have pretty much every other kind of medicine, but I don't have a dentist. We have to get a dentist on the roster. All right, back to the realities of headlines in the news, Ebola. So there's an outbreak of this, an outbreak. Two people are, what's the worry here, if there is one?
Well, the worry is, I mean, it is spreading in Africa, and now it seems to be spreading to metropolitan areas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, first there was a...
What is it, by the way, first of all?
Well, it's a virus, but it's a virus that has a very high fatality rate. It's what's called a hemorrhagic fever, which means that you die bleeding out of virtually all your orifices. It's a horrible death. The fatality rate is extremely high, over half or sometimes up to 90% in some cases. And the problem is now that it's getting to urban areas, there's the potential scenario of somebody getting on a plane and arriving in a major western metropolitan area.
You know, Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com is his website. You can hear by talking to him. He's got a lot of knowledge.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have Shelley Palmer, who is considered far and wide an expert, good reporter, who gets himself into all kinds of areas. This is a pretty fascinating life he leads. Finds out first about a lot of new technology. Today, for example, he's going to talk with you about a new e-book subscription. The service is being provided by Amazon. Amazon's getting into pretty much everything because they have so much cash. Why not? Let's find out what Shelley has in terms of an overview. What is his opinion on this item? Just a moment here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a three-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme twin pack for $10.86, and much more.
Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon recently launched Kindle Unlimited, a new ebook subscription service that gives you access to over 600,000 ebooks and thousands of audiobooks for $9.99 a month. Amazon's not the first company to launch a Netflix for ebooks program, though. Oyster and Scribd have both already launched similar services. While Amazon's 600,000 titles represent a bigger library than Oyster or Scribd, none of the big five publishers have signed an agreement with Amazon. That means there are plenty of books for you to read, but not necessarily the books you want to read. Most of Kindle Unlimited's library overlaps with the Kindle owner's lending library. Considering Kindle Unlimited costs $20 more per year than Prime and doesn't include any other perks like free two-day shipping or music or video streaming, it's an idea that's better in theory than in reality. If you want to see what Kindle Unlimited's all about, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The best way to start the new school year is to look awesome and feel like a genius. Get the best of both worlds by saving 75% off select new Kyocera phones from Boost Mobile with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Metaphorically speaking, that's like getting more bang for your buck, more bounce for your ounce, more booyah for less moolah, more bling bling for less cha-ching, more of what you want for less of what you got. So let Boost Mobile give you a back-to-school boost with discounts on select Kyocera phones with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Because we could all use a little more or a little less, metaphorically speaking. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer or boostmobile.com/stores for details. Boost Mobile. Offer ends 8/31/14 at participating dealers and boostmobile.com. While supplies last for new customers only on a monthly plan. Discounts vary and are limited to select Kyocera phones. Excludes taxes. Coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealer or visit boostmobile.com/stores for details.
All right, let's see what's going on conversationally in terms of some of the features on Facebook. For example, have you found this creepy, Kenny? Facebook has this new feature, turns the microphone on your smartphone and listens to you. How many people have had that happen to them? Have you, Jennifer?
I haven't had it, yeah. But I know people who have.
Really? What happens?
Really?
What do they do?
Well, you don't know that it's happening, but when you click on something, when you're listening to music and you're doing it through like a streaming service that's connected to Facebook, mm-hmm. It listens to what you're listening to.
Oh, lovely.
And you don't even know it's turned on.
No. Wonderful. Hi, there's something else at DougStevens.com from today's show that you'll find interesting. OkCupid. The online dating service is doing what Facebook did, apparently. Facebook, remember a couple of weeks ago, Facebook was twisting around the news just to see what your reaction to it was? Now, OkCupid is apparently giving people who belong bad matches. They know they're bad matches. So what's the reason for this? Why? What's the point?
It's just an experiment, and they think it's just absolutely fine that
they're testing
connect
other
you.
People.
Yeah.
Really?
They're playing with people who pay to use their service.
Isn't that
they
sweet?
They said when we tell people they're a good match, they act as if they are, even when they should be wrong for each other.
Really? Our poll today at DougStevens.com, based on this, have you ever used an online dating website? Yes, no, maybe not, perhaps, I'm not admitting to anything. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.